my favorite memory is the 2011 NFL draft. We're in the middle of the second round or beginning of the second round, and Kyle Rudolph was still there. We didn't need a tight end. We had Vasante Shenko and Jimmy Kleinsaucer, and I predicted that we would take Kyle Rudolph to Jimmy Johnson in the cafeteria with no one else around to hear it. And we did it.
Without a doubt.
Pretty good move by us, though, right?
Yes.
I think he had a great offseason program the past 9 weeks. He's really stood out to me. What do you think?
He definitely has. I mean, he's come back in great shape. Body fat is low, stronger, faster, quicker. A lot of confidence about the position and what he's capable of doing. So we're excited about the upcoming season and what he's going to be able to do.
You played tight end in the NFL. What is it about that position and the quarterback that there just seems to be a bond? It's very common for a really good quarterback to have a great relationship with one of his tight ends.
Yeah, I think it's always been there. I think the past few years with the success of some of the tight ends with Gronkowski and Hernandez in New England and some of the other guys throughout the league that have been pretty successful, it's coming more prevalent in offenses to have two tight ends that are capable of getting down the field and making plays. And for a quarterback, you know, it's just a good comfort zone, a good security blanket. If things are not necessarily going as planned through his progression, he can always find his tight end and get a ball completed and keep the chains moving.
And, you know, a guy like Kyle Rudolph with his combination of size, speed, same thing for John Carlson. Put a linebacker on him, they'll run by him. Put a defensive back on him, they're too big, too physical for him, right? I mean, that's the mismatch problem.
That is the issue, and the defenses that we'll face this year will be dealing with that. How do they want to play us? Do they want to play us in nickel? Do they want to play us with their base defense? If they play the base defense out there, that means they're leaving a linebacker out there, and those two guys are going to cause problems either way.
Right at the end of our mini camp, I saw Christian Ponder throw a pass to John Carlson in the end zone between Aaron Henderson and Chad Greenway, who were both diving for it. It was in the hurry-up offense. And John Carlson, mild-mannered, soft-spoken, really nice guy, good player, but he caught that pass, and I saw him do something I never thought I'd see him do. He spiked the ball over the goalpost. And for a mild-mannered guy like that, for him to do that, I thought was pretty cool. What have you thought of John Carlson so far, the guy we picked up in free agency to add to Kyle Rudolph?
He's been great. Everything that we thought we were getting, that's what he's provided. We think he's going to be able to do some great things in the passing game that'll complement what Kyle does. And they look like they're going to be a great 1-2 tandem.
Rhett Ellison, kid we drafted this past April. What do you like about Rhett?
I have an abundance of riches here as we speak about these guys in regards to the tight ends. Rhett has been phenomenal. He's been great in regards of a young guy coming in here, not necessarily knowing what's going on, but is bought in and is all in from day one in terms of his work ethic, in terms of the questions that he asks. He's very smart, and you don't have to tell him things for one time, and then he goes out there and gets it right.
It seems like he's always out at practice, like the last one to leave practice. He's working on the sled or on the dummies or catching passes with you guys. You have to like that type of mentality and work ethic in a kid.
You love it. Somebody that's self-motivated. You don't have to pat him on the back.
Yeah.
You know, he goes out and gets the job done on his own. I have to remind him that, hey, this is a long season. You know, we're just in OTAs. It's just the veterans minicamp.
Okay.
So we got a long way to go. Just pace yourself.
Yeah. What is this offense going to – I know different tight ends kind of play different roles depending on who you are. Like Jim Kleinsaucer played a different role than Vasante Shenko or Kyle Rudolph. But from a general standpoint, what does our offense and what do you ask our tight ends to do and do well?
We ask them to do everything. And I'm always – this league is historically has always had a blocking tight end and a pass-receiving tight end. I'm more of the school of thought that I want to have guys that are complete tight ends, that we feel can do anything and we can always leave them on the field, whether it's run or pass. So that's my objective as the tight ends coach, is to make sure that these guys can do both. Obviously, getting down the field, running routes, and catching the ball goes without saying. We want them to be able to put pressure on the defense vertically, as well as their ability to post up and make contact catches with people around them. So that goes without saying. But in the run game, we want to be able to line up. And when we're asked to do so, be able to get after some defensive ends and some linebackers in the run game.
Well, we're sitting here in Minnesota, the middle of Big Ten country, and we have a couple of former Big Ten tight ends. that are on the roster, on your depth chart. Mickey Schuler comes from Penn State. Tell us about Mickey.
Mickey's been great. He's worked out extremely hard this offseason. Done a good job with picking up the offense. We got him in here last year at the end of the season, and he's done well this offseason, as well as in the OTAs with catching the ball, with his inline blocking, as much as we can do in regards to, you know, we're not having pass with the non-contact. But in terms of hand placement, hat placement, footwork, technique, those type of things, he's right on point with doing that.
And the other one is Allen Reisner, who played at the University of Iowa. He seems, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, he just seems like a pretty fluid athlete, good route runner, a guy who kind of fits into the passing game. Is that a correct assessment?
Without a doubt, that is definitely his strong suit. Yeah. Running routes, catching the ball, real fluid athlete, shows his athleticism a lot out in space, has did a complete transformation with his body, and you can see it in his play from being a rookie to this year. It's kind of, you know, rookies try to feel their way and find out what it's all about, and I think he knows what it's all about and what it takes to play at this level, and he's been demonstrating that this whole offseason.
I've never seen a team keep six tight ends coming out of training camp. But what do you have to do? Go into Rick Spielman's office and knock on the door? Like, what are you going to say?
I'll be standing on the table knocking and banging for all those guys. We're going to try to find a way. And obviously, it's a very competitive group.
Yeah.
It always comes down to numbers. Don't know how many we're going to keep. I'm not privy to those conversations.
No, I know you're not.
But I'll definitely be doing all I can to try to keep everybody in the building.
Good.